Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes to nine. Well, the United States has announced it's going to be talking to the Taliban at peace talks in Doha. Although, as one set of talks is announced, President Karzai has, in response, pulled out of security talks with the United States. And it's a sign of the tensions between his government, the Taliban, and the United States as they all try to extricate themselves from the violence that's been going on in Afghanistan and secure a peace deal for the future. Well, earlier this morning, before President Karzai's statement, I spoke to Michael Semple, former European envoy to Afghanistan, about the significance of talking to the Taliban.
The first of all significance is that it's happening at all. For 1 year and 3 months, official contacts between the Taliban and the US have been cut off. After an immense diplomatic effort, they have now restarted, and it's not just a one-off meeting. The Taliban have accepted a platform from which they can engage in dialogue with the US and others, including possibly the Afghan government.
Now, you've been a long-term advocate of talking to the Taliban. What can these talks achieve for each side?
Well, on the positive side, these talks provide an opportunity to find a way out of the conflict. But also, I think for those who would try and sustain the conflict, including hardliners inside the Taliban movement, these talks, frankly, they're going to become an irritant because it's going to become increasingly difficult to sustain the conflict. I mean, the Taliban went into this saying that they were fighting against foreign occupation. Anybody who is following developments and seeing the sort of great rush for the exits from the international military forces in Afghanistan knows that there's no prospect of foreign occupation of Afghanistan. The Taliban are either going to have to stop fighting or come up with some other reason as to why they're fighting.
Although whatever happens in Doha, there are many people predicting that really what's going to end up in Afghanistan is a resumption of the civil war now that the outside forces are departing.
Well, that's clearly the risk. This is, the effort which many people are engaged in, both inside the Taliban and outside the Taliban, to come up with some kind of solution. It's not some kind of hippie movement. It is a direct attempt to avert another civil war. It's not just about winding down the existing conflict. It's about trying to avert a new and more dangerous conflict. I know from my own contacts with the Taliban movement that there are many there who are deeply worried about the prospect of being associated with precipitating a new round of civil war. Until now, those people, essentially, their voices haven't been much heard inside the movement. They haven't really called the shots. One way or another, with lots of diplomatic leverage, they've at least won this particular argument in opening up a political front. Some of the hardliners would like to use this essentially as a way of saying that, we're almost a legitimate government and we'll win in the end. They would like to exploit this for political purposes. So I think that there's going to be an important debate inside the Taliban movement in coming months as to whether they use this platform to sort of claim international legitimacy and carry on with the fight, or whether they use this platform actually to seek an understanding with fellow Afghans which can wind down the conflict.
You speak of factions within the Taliban. How broad the range of opinions within it, and who's in charge? Is it still Mullah Omar?
It's a very good question. Essentially, nobody has seen Mullah Omar for a very long time, for several years. So there's no prospect of Mullah Omar turning up for these talks. There's a tussle for the ownership of the Mullah Omar legacy. Whenever somebody wants to do something important inside the Taliban movement, they claim that they're doing it on the say-so of Mullah Omar. I believe that to open these talks, they had to say that they were doing it on the say-so of Mullah Omar. These talks, if they don't deliver, I think you'll find one set of Taliban saying that Mullah Omar would have wanted us to talk and to reconcile, and another lot saying, Mullah Omar would have wanted us to fight.
And that was Michael Semple, former EU envoy to Afghanistan, talking to us about those talks between the US and the Taliban taking place in Doha. President Karzai now pulling out of his own security talks with the Americans.